Here I am. We're taking predictions for 2008, now racing from the mountain states, Happy New Year there, toward the Pacific Coast and me here in the high desert and all of you out west. Should be quite a celebration in Las Vegas, just over the hill from me. Every year I have been doing exactly what I'm doing right now, and I've always missed the celebration in Las Vegas. And I understand it's really something. Perhaps one of these years. All right. If you have a good psychically centered prediction, call me. If you don't, don't. Allow those who really have received the real thing to get through. In a moment, we continue. All right, back to the phones, back to your predictions. And tonight is indeed the last opportunity to record a numbered prediction. And we do assign each one a number. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, happy new year to you, Mr. Art Bell.
Thank you. Same to you.
This is Russ calling from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
All right, Russ.
Well, I predict there's going to be major, major crop circle activity across Canada, preferably in the prairies, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and probably during the solstice, usually occur heavy duty along the solstice area or days.
I think. Why do you think Canada?
Well, there's been a few of them. I think I haven't had access to a computer lately, but we have lots of wheat fields around here, and there's been lots of UFO sightings. And recently on one of the shows, I think Georgia was talking about Ian, he was talking about Carmen, Manitoba, way back in 75. There was the bouncing red balls along missile silos that they were trying to shut down as during the Vietnam era or whatever.
Well, I remember a lot about the missiles, but crop circles have been some in Canada, but not too many.
Yeah, no, it's going to be heavy duty, and they're going to be spectacular. And I was just wondering, there was the face at Chil Bolton, and the alien face with the binary disc at Crabwood Farm. I'm just wondering if those were real or if those were faked or not.
Well, I don't recall the report on them, but I've got your prediction for Canada certainly listed as number 73. So, you know, I would say good luck, but that's probably the wrong term. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Art Bell.
Oh, hi, Art. How are you?
Just spiffy, dear. Where are you and what's your first name?
My name's Catherine. I'm calling from Northern California.
Okay, Catherine.
I've called the last couple of years and have bonks each time, but
I'm sorry.
That's okay, but it's because I've had more mundane news to convey, but I've set that aside for more interesting news.
You just need to get deeper into your psychic center.
Well, yeah, I thought this time I would just tell you the first thing that came to me.
Okay.
So what it is this time I had a vision of tree death across the United States. And I think it's some kind of microorganism that is affecting the roots of all the trees. And I've just seen forests dying across the United States, probably in the fall and later part of next year, 2008. And I know that's dismal news, and I know you've had a lot of depressing predictions this year, but I can't help it.
Well, they're depressing every year.
Yeah, I know they are. But no one wants to hear happy news like my cat's going to be, a prize winner or something.
Well, if it was, national good news.
Yes.
Maybe not about your cat or my cat, but if it was national, good news.
Right. Well, I think that most of our psychic predictions are actually on a smaller scale and ring true. It's hard to have national predictions or worldwide predictions, but most of us who have predictions experience them on a smaller scale. But
why do you think, Catherine, that negativity sells so well?
I think that it's because it makes a greater impression on us. I think that's the only reason. It's like we tend to remember our bad dreams longer than we remember our happy dreams.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I've been doing a lot of dreaming lately.
I heard that. the nicotine thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Xantex.
Yeah.
And by the way, thank you, Catherine. I made it through last night without getting anywhere near a cigarette, and thus far tonight, I'm doing just fine. So I really do think I've passed some kind of barrier. For those who didn't hear last night, as you know, had you listened to earlier programs, I quit smoking some time ago and went to nicotine gum. I found I was then hooked on nicotine gum. And occasionally I'd find myself chewing nicotine gum and smoking a cigarette. And I said, this has got to stop. So I went down the Shantex Trail. And boy, does that stuff cause you to dream. Oh, my. But when I went back to it, I noticed, yes, I'm still dreaming like crazy, but pretty much good dreams. I would say 19 out of 20 dreams are good. So very few bad dreams. And I guess I can put up with the theater of the nighttime as long as it keeps me away from nicotine, which thus far, I must admit, it has. So if you're looking for a way to quit, Shantex is a doctor-prescribed thing. And it blocks the nicotine receptors in your brain, and it really works. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello? Yes, sir.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Turn your radio off, please.
Okay. I've been pressing read for a few times there. Okay.
Yes.
Is it better now?
Yes, it is. Your first name, and where are you?
Do I have to give my real name? Oh, whatever. It's Dave and in Canada.
Dave in Canada. All right. Yeah. Make note, we've got the crew on the way now. It's Dave in Canada.
Wow.
So we're going to have to grab Dave in Canada and grill him, but good. All right, Dave, you have a...
You're so funny.
You have a prediction?
Well, basically, it's a positive one. I feel that people are going to wake up to the truth. You know, it's quite obvious. And with the advent of the internet and people putting things together,
Dave,
you know, that are obvious... People are going to see that...
Dave, what is the truth?
Well, you know, these conspiracies, it's all rooted in one common thing. And it's...
And what is that?
Well, can I release a website address?
Cause no.
No. Well, you know...
Just tell me. You said the truth... And the conspiracy theories that are all rooted in one thing.
Right. People are going to wake up to the reality that the reptilians are, you know, real. UFOs are real, all of this. And 9/11, all of this. And free energy suppression. And it's all going to come together, yeah.
So you've never met a conspiracy theory you don't like?
There's a few that don't make sense, such as... Like, all of this needs a major overhaul, you know? Like, there was a plane that did go into the Pentagon, and, you know, the Disclosure Project did have a few witnesses that were, you know, not quite so credible. But, you know, if even just one of these people are telling the truth, it gives rise to a reason for us to all come together. And to bring love over power and to take back our world, because it's so simple. You know, I see an analogy, like that song in the Spanish Train. All of the people of the world are in this one train, and we all need to bring the switch down. There's a switch on the train, and it takes all the people in the world to bring the switch down. But one person can't do it, and it's just so easy for us to all bring it down. And the train is made up of all the elite, the world leaders, you know, the brotherhood. And it's going to go into a brick wall if we don't bring that switch down. It's very simple.
All right, Dave, I've got it.
We can turn this into a paradise if we just come together. It's great.
UFOs, reptilians, 9/11, and probably many other conspiracy theories, all to be proven true in 2008. Well... I must say, the story the government is saying, the telling in Pakistan appears to be a bunch of bunk. And it looks very much to me as though Benazir Bhutto was shot. And they've got a recent clear video showing her head going forward, showing what she was wearing coming off. I mean, clearly she was shot. And the government didn't want to tell the story. Why? Because that makes her a martyr. Whereas the apparently very small distinction of bumping her head on something interior in the car doesn't. So I've been kind of nauseated watching all of that going on. So, you know, these conspiracies do occur. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
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 This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, I'm calling from Glendora, California.
Okay.
My prediction is that there's going to be an outbreak of some sort of tuberculosis-related illness.
Okay.
Kind of likened to what's going on with some of the tuberculosis that people cannot handle, or the medical doctors and such cannot handle right now because it cannot be treated.
That would be a resistant form of TB.
Some sort of a virus that cannot be treated by anything.
Yeah, I'm a little worried that something like that is going to happen. And the reason I'm worried is the amount of population that we have. As you get an overbearing population, Mother Nature doesn't get angry. Mother Nature gets even. And so to balance the scales, Mother Nature inevitably will come up with something that will thin the herd a bit.
True. So, kind of on another angle from that, I do not like to take inoculations or anything like flu shots because I'm afraid of that. But maybe I should. So I'm liking those.
Well, did you get all the inoculations when you were young? Did your mom take you and get polio and all that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did. And mm-hmm. I've been very healthy all my life.
Yeah, there you are.
So, but anymore, can we believe and trust in it all? And I love you. I love you so much. I'm so happy to have you on the air.
Thank you so very much, and take care. And I kind of agree with this last prediction. I don't know that it's going to be tuberculosis, a resistant form of TB or whatever, but I do think some new germ, some new little thing, perhaps the bird flu, God, I hope not, going to be doing a show on that, incidentally, is inevitably going to sweep across the population with the very serious results. Very, very worried about that, and I think it's really population. Okay, let's go west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Before I make my prediction, my name's Albert. I'm in Northern California.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, are you going to be on the webcam tonight? I like the baby. She's cute.
Well, yeah, I've got my baby up there. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. I just have a quick one. I just want to say I predict that the Reverend Billy Graham will die, probably of natural causes.
Right.
And that's it.
Well, he's had a good long life. I hope it goes on. How did this come to you?
I've been feeling it for some time now, several weeks, that 2008 will be it for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just an inner feeling, and I guess we'll see if it happens.
Prediction number 77.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care.
You too.
Let's go. Oh, let's see. Let's do that. And that, and now let's go to the wild card line. Say you're on the air.
Hi, Art. My name is Tawny, and I am calling from Sacramento, California.
Right.
And I have a prediction that the Mothman incidents will return starting around the 4th of July and continuing through the end of the year in the Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia area.
Really?
Yes.
July 4th.
Yes.
Why July 4th, Annie?
I had a dream that it was going to start happening then, and I have had many years of having strange dreams that have come true.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is there any distinction, I've always wanted to ask this of somebody like yourself, between, and obviously not all the dreams you have come true. So is there a way you can know that, aha, I just had one that's a premonition?
If I have them more than once,
right,
and also if they are very, very vivid and very, very clear, and like I said, if I have them more than once, then I know that, you know, something's up.
Got it. All right. Thank you very, very much. Number 78.
Great. Thank you so much, Art, and Happy New Year.
Same to you. Take care. And once again, to a wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Jeff. Turn your radio off, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Art. I didn't realize I was on the air.
Yes,
yeah, I have a it's not a bad prediction. It's probably good for George.
Okay.
What happened was I fell asleep one night while Coast to Coast was on, and I was dreaming along with the show. And anyhow, George is going to be away somewhere, and he's going to be there, and so is Linda Moulton Howe, and George is going to propose to her. And I see them getting married some around this time next year.
Really?
And I think you're going to be filling in.
Well, they would need some time, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
George and Linda Moulton Howe.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to
do that. Yeah, they're going to be together, I don't know, doing some research or something.
Uh-huh. Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that kind of research, too.
Oh, boy. Good one. And it's recorded now as prediction number 79. Is there anything, I want to know, how did this come to you?
Well, I fell asleep with the show on. This was just this past, right before George went away on vacation. Yeah,
was Linda a guest?
No, she wasn't. I don't know how she entered into the dream, but, you know, for whatever reason, she did. And I remember I heard George saying something in my dream that he was...
You didn't see
they were engaged and they were going to get married.
So you didn't see George down on one knee, looking up lovingly toward Linda? No. Okay, well, we'll leave it at that. All right, very, very interesting prediction, number 79.
Okay, Art, God bless.
Yeah, you too. Spiced my night right up. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Michael. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Michael.
I guess I'll take a little bit different approach than what's been going on tonight. My prediction is there will be an undisputed unified field theory, and it'll be through this theory that we'll enter a new age of space exploration.
Oh, wow. Is it as many people have thought and suggested, no longer perhaps than your thumb, very simple thing?
You know, it's rare that such a simple thing is mentioned anymore.
How did this come to you? Very quickly.
I just had a dream about it, actually.
My dream. Yeah, all right. Well, your dream is now recorded as prediction number 80, a new unified field theory that will take humanity into space. Good morning. I'm Art Bell. Second edition of the prediction show for 2008. Now, reviewing some of the predictions made for 2007 briefly. Number 75, Canadian politician revealed to be alien. Bonk. 76, illegal immigration doubles from Mexico. I'm going to tentatively, well, I'm going to ding it. I don't know if I should. I don't know if it's really doubled, but boy, if you go by the publicity, it seems that way. Ding. 77, a major oil tanker leak in the Pacific. Ding, 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 ding. Boy, we sure had a bad one near the Philippines. Number 78, Art Bell uses mass consciousness. In fact, I did during the year. Ding, 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 ding. 79, secret document proves that George Bush's ancestor wrote the Book of Daniel. Bonk. Number 80, a drought across the United States. Ding, 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 ding. A lot of news about that. Number 81, new high temps recorded. Ding, 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 ding. Number 82, new nuclear power in some small country. A new country becomes a nuclear power. I think that's still a bonk, but I'll take feedback. Number 83, we go into North Korea or Iran. Thankfully, bonk. Number 84, another wrestling fatality. Now, that man called earlier, yesterday, and of course, that's a giant ding. He hit that right on the head. Number 85, Art, me, quits smoking. Ding, 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 ding. Number 86, military man runs for president. Ding, 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 ding. And number 87, automakers take another hit. Ding, 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 ding. Now, that is by far the best batch we've had that I've read back. That was number 87. So a lot more dings than bonks there. In a moment, we'll continue with 2008. Boy, there really were a lot of hits in that last bunch, huh? All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to the wild card line. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. How are you?
I'm quite well, sir. Where are you? And first name, please.
Okay, I got disconnected before. You never let me do my prediction. This is John. I call from Long Island.
John. John, you were on and made a prediction last night.
Yeah, but you never gave me a number, and I got cut off. He's like, just cut me right off.
All right. What was your prediction, John?
Well, the first prediction was, which you did give me a ding for, was that UFO sightings
were not just double but triple.
But
no, what was your new prediction?
That it will quadruple. Actually.
Okay. All right. Listen on the air, John, and I'll get the number for you. Let's see. Number of UFO sighting quadruples. Okay, John, your prediction number is 12. Prediction number 12. There you go, buddy. First time caller line, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Kelly from Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, Kelly.
I got a prediction that that you'll be known by a new name.
Okay. I'll be known by a new name. I guess that's it. Well, I'm not going to record that. I've always been known by the same name, and that will not change. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Yes.
Is Art Bell?
It is.
Yes, Mr. Bell. I predict that there's going to be a new source of water found in the West, particularly in Arizona and Nevada. And it's going to be found near volcanic mountains, and it's going to be almost unlimited source of water, primal water.
Well, we can certainly use it. It's going to be prediction number 81. Had a lot of echo in that call. New source of water near some sort of volcanic activity and out here in my area. Well, we could certainly use it. We have very good underground water. If you were to look at the area where I live, you would not think there is water here. But indeed, there is. We've got one of the largest aquifers in the U.S. directly below us. It's really quite amazing. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello. Well, you would have been, but we missed you. Let's redo that. Wait a minute here. There we go. All right. Wildcard Line, you are on the air.
Hi, Mr. Art Bell.
Yes, sir.
I have a prediction for you.
All right.
Do you want me to identify myself, or what do you want
me to do? First name, where you are, that kind of thing.
Marty in Topanga, California.
Okay, Marty.
My prediction takes place in Lake Tahoe.
Right.
And what I'm predicting is a UFO of some sort is disabled in the Lake Tahoe area, wide open with a lot of witnesses, photographs, that starts a whole new wave of...
Do you feel it will actually crash?
For some reason, I see it just a little bit underwater and lights blinking. Like it might have disabled itself, like along the shoreline where mm-hmm. it can be seen by a lot of casinos or people, like maybe in South Lake Tahoe or Fallen Leaf Lake, which is right south of Lake Tahoe.
That's so quite a specific prediction. How did it come to you?
I don't know. I just saw it, and I just have imagined activity in that area, and I thought it was maybe the Great Salt Lake, but the more I kind of like, you know, kind of imagined it and tried to think about it, it seemed more like Lake Tahoe.
Okay. All right. Well, that's prediction number 82.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your having made it. Take care, and I hope it comes true. I certainly, in my lifetime, I noticed Arthur C. Clarke. I don't know if any of you have had an opportunity to see it, sent the world a video message on the occasion of his birthday. And one of the things he said was he would like to see Earth, the people of Earth, be in contact with another civilization, another intelligence in the universe before he dies. And I certainly have the very same wish. I've talked about this a very long time now, and to see that happen would be quite a thing to observe before you passed. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. John from the Bronx.
Yes, John.
Quick FYI about an old prediction. Somebody said, you had a guest last week that said the Mayan calendar going to 2012 was like an odometer clicking over from 999 to, you know, 1,000, and then, you know, continuing on from there.
That's not a bad way to put it. It wouldn't have been me. I wasn't here last week, but I understand.
Yeah. My prediction is kind of a no-brainer, and I got it by putting together information that I first heard on Coast to Coast. I predict that food prices will replace oil prices in the headlines. I first heard about the bees colony collapse disorder on Coast to Coast, and then I found it in other news sources. And then you mentioned once about wheat disease, UG99 from Uganda in 1999.
Right.
And I've done a little more digging about that, and I found it in official UN sources, agricultural sources on the internet. That it's a growing problem, and it's leaving Africa and going into the breadbaskets of the Middle East within the next few years. And then two little quiet tidbits I found, again, in official sources about that disease was that spores from the rust, black stem rust, have been found over the Caribbean. They haven't found the disease in the Caribbean in wheat, but they have found spores there. And India, which is the second major wheat producer for the last 2 years, and I found this in a boring economics article, had to import wheat last year and this year for economic reasons about market prices and stuff like that. So I think that's – and then, of course, the ethanol, corn ethanol, is driving up corn prices, which will also drive up wheat prices. So I think food will be a major problem that will finally hit the new headlines either next year, or if not, it'll be worse.
So you're saying there'll be as much news about the price of food or the shortage of food as there has been about the oil and gas prices?
Yeah, and it'll be a bigger story because it will affect everyone. And then, you know, the political consequences, you know, from that too will it's going to be a mess within the next, probably in the next year, because this wheat problem, I haven't found it unless I looked for it specifically, and I found it again in official sources, so people mm-hmm. can look up wheat, black stem rust, Uganda, 1999, and find it. And again, I heard it once mentioned on Coast to Coast, and then I looked it up on my own, and very few people have heard of it, and this is going to be major news because it will affect everybody.
Good enough. All right. It's prediction number 83, and I hope you're wrong.
I hope so, too. But, again, it's not magic. It was looking at Google.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much, and take care. That would, of course, be awful. If food prices went up, well, then those who, I suppose, can afford it would eat the longest. But to imagine that kind of hunger, if you saw that kind of hunger here,
in America, imagine what it would be like in the rest of the world. Close your eyes and try and imagine. Wildcard Line, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey there. Turn your radio off, please.
Okay, I'm sorry, Art Bell.
That's all right. What is your first name?
Norman, and I'm from Athens, Tennessee.
Okay.
And the new Man and Dre spot line in the Shenandoah Valley next to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Right.
I believe they'll have an incident. It may not be major because it's been so long, like I think it was in the early 1800s or 1900s when the last one, when the Mississippi had flowed backwards.
Okay.
And I believe that something will happen this year, but it will affect the Shenandoah Valley, but it'll have start at the New Madrid.
New Madrid.
I'm sorry.
That's right. New Madrid Fault.
And I'm so proud I got to talk to you. I've called and called and called, and I was started listening when you and George started switching and everything. I've kept up with you, and I remember when you had climbed on top of that building and where you had moved off and all that, and I thought, Lord, he's going to get hurt, you know.
Well, it was close. Very, very, very close. That's prediction number 84, and he's referring to the time it was my own damn fault. I had an absolute habit during breaks of walking out on my porch. You know, here in the desert, we've got a beautiful, beautiful view of the stars. And in the summer here in the desert, it is beautiful. The outside temperature is just sort of blood warm, just beautiful. And so during every break, whether it be 4 or 5 minutes or a longer break at the top of the hour, I'd walk out on my porch and look at the stars. And I had my construction crew, had given them orders to tear down the little porch that we had and put up a big porch, you know, that went the length of the house, you know, kind of a southern style redwood porch that would just be wonderful to sit out and sort of watch the world go by and great to look at the stars from. And so they had begun construction, and toward that end, they had torn down the little porch that I had there. And they had begun construction, the early stages of construction of the new porch. And again, toward that end, they had these stanchions, these metal stanchions that were to hold the vertical supports, you know, the big vertical supports for the porch. And these things were metal, and they, you know, they stuck out about, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 inches out of the newly poured cement. Well, like an idiot, I had forgotten they tore down the porch. Break came. I went strolling outside. Put one foot into midair and fell flat on my face. I guess it was about a 4 foot fall, four and a half feet. But my head ended up about 1 inch from one of these metal stanchions. And had it hit that, I would have impaled my brain on that, and that would have been the end of everything. So as it was sort of a, I was all cut up and got bruised. It was awful. It's one of those things. It's kind of like a cartoon. Wouldn't have been so funny had I really hit that metal. But otherwise, it was, I suppose, funny. There is something else about others' pain that's absolutely hilarious. Unless you're the one. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Bell?
Quite well.
That's good. You had a caller a little while ago that was talking about a UFO incident that may occur in the Lake Tahoe area.
That's right.
I was hesitant about calling because I've had the same vision, but it was with a little more clarity. That vehicle, whatever it is, will be tracked coming out of Arizona.
Really?
And it will have a near miss with the commercial aircraft, because there will be a freak electrical storm between March and April.
All right. But did you also see a UFO being disabled up in the Lake Tahoe area, anywhere in that area?
It's going to be, I haven't really gotten the true clarity on it, but I know he's seen the same thing that I've seen because he's seen the water. And the water is not exactly the Lake Tahoe area. What's going to happen, that is going to happen, excuse me, and the military is going to claim that it was one of their experimental aircraft, but there will be two photos that will come out of that that will prove, without a shadow of a doubt, that they do exist.
All right. How did all this come to you? This, and now that there are two of you saying this, it gets more interesting.
Every so often, people just look at me like I'm crazy. I do get visions. I've tried to play it down because sometimes it's scary because I'll see something will happen. And, you know, the first thing you do, if that's something you're not accustomed to, you attribute it to yourself and you're wondering, well, am I going to see something that happens to me? You know, you know that old parody, if paradox, if you're going to see your own death, can I do something about it or whatever?
Right.
But I've always seen something since I was a child. I've always been able to see one thing or another, but it's not real often. And it's always something that when I hear something from someone else, I'll know instantly that that is going to happen.
Are you in a security field, something like a policeman or something like that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm not psychic. I just heard your radio.
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
And take care. And your prediction is number 85. Now, that's interesting. Two very similar descriptions of a UFO. This gentleman saying north, tracks north from Arizona and ends up over water, apparently disabled or in some distress. Boy, wouldn't it be something to get a undeniable, an absolutely undeniable thing of that magnitude, sighting of that magnitude. Even better if, you know, I don't really want something to crash, but I do want some undeniable proof of what so many millions of us have been seeing in our skies. I've had two unambiguous sightings. Two sightings where you went, wow, that's not from here. That kind of thing. And when you get something like that, it changes your life, and it drove me in the direction of this program and doing what we do. So would I like to see something like that before leaving this planet? You bet I would. From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I'm Art Bell.